In the final weeks before this year's general election, WNYC is taking a magnifying glass to our democracy to explore what it takes to participate as a voter. It's part of a project we're calling Election Land, with our partners at ProPublica and Google, culminating in a nationwide examination of how our electoral system performs on Election Day. Today, we look at how one organization is tackling the issue of voter registration to harness the growing political power of the largest immigrant group in New York City. WNYC's Bridget Bergen hit the streets with canvassers from Dominicanos, USA, and she filed this report.
Alexandra Alma and David Simon stand on the corner of 145th Street and Broadway in Manhattan. They're 15 years old, and they're armed with clipboards full of voter registration forms. Their job is to convince people to stop and fill out the forms. Alma says she's only been here for an hour, and she's already on her fifth customer.
You just have to work your magic. You have to look happy. You have to speak to people polite. That's all. You got to smile, too, so they can come.
And here comes Ernesto Ortiz, walking down the sidewalk past a woman selling lemon and coconut ice. He stops for the teenagers. While he's filling out the registration form, he rants about the last time he tried to vote.
My name doesn't appear on no place. No, you are not here. Next election, no, you are not here. I said, forget it. I never vote again.
That's the kind of experience that breeds mistrust, the sense that the system is rigged. That's been a theme throughout this election cycle. The nonprofit group Dominicanos USA has made a mission of finding people like Ortiz to bring into the political process or restore their faith in it. Over the past 3 years, they've spent roughly $3 million on a registration campaign, starting with seed money from the Vicini family, wealthy Dominican sugar tycoons. The meticulous, state-of-the-art operation illustrates just how hard it can be to ensure that people like Ortiz end up on the rolls. Omar Suarez, the New York director, says they've collected registration forms from nearly 130,000 people. They scan each form just for their own records.
We also call some of these people, 25% of them, and we speak with to make sure that they are who they say they are and the information is correct.
Suarez says they also enter the information from each form into a separate database. And it's only after all of that that he files them with the Board of Elections.
I have with me 964 voter registration forms that I am submitting to the Board of Elections today.
New York State does not make voter registration easy. You have to find a form, fill it out, and get it to the Board of Elections by some obscure rolling deadline.
Thank you.
Here at the Bronx Board of Elections, Dominicanos drops off bundles of forms at the reception desk in the front. Then they're taken back into the registration area, where the forms are time-stamped, put into batches of 25, and then processed. To prevent duplicates, staff checks them against the existing voter rolls. And just like Dominicanos, they scan them in to create their own record. The next step is to enter each piece of information into the official database, deciphering the handwriting on each form and then typing it by hand. There's lots of room for error. Rossi Mancibo is a temporary clerk in the voter registration department.
Anyone outside can tell you how many times we're busting our heads. What is this? Is this an S? Is this an R? What did this person write? You know, they send it in with the intention of being able to vote. But then here we are processing these with basically zero information.
Dominicanos USA tries to make the registration process easier on the Board of Elections by thoroughly checking the forms they collect. If a piece of information is missing or if the handwriting makes it unclear, they'll reach out to the individual before they submit the form. They also hired a D.C.-based data company called Catalyst to help manage this trove of information and track the progress of their registration efforts. Laura Quinn, the Catalyst CEO, works with lots of organizations trying to register voters, and she says Dominicanos is doing it better than most.
They're in the absolute top tier in terms of the volume of registrations that they're doing and in the successful percentage of registrations that make it all the way through the process.
That's because they do quality control. When the final voter rolls come out, Dominicanos matches it against their own record. Suarez says about 80% of the registration forms they take in come out on the rolls at the other end. They also get calls come election time from people who can't find their names on the rolls. and they follow up with the Board of Elections.
So we'll have to, you know, play around with it and figure out, okay, this person is Alberto Canela. Oh, but he's registered as Alberto Carela, you know, and there's just one letter difference. Maybe the way that they wrote it or the way that the person entering the data understood it completely throws it off.
Last year alone, Dominicanos USA registered more than 35,000 voters in New York, according to data from Catalyst. That was 15% of all new registrations in the city. They knock on tens of thousands of doors in neighborhoods where Dominicans live, Upper Manhattan, the Bronx, parts of Brooklyn like Sunset Park. The organization's national director, Eddie Cuesta, says they don't favor individual candidates.
First of all, we are nonpartisan. We are not affiliated with no political parties. Our mission is to educate civically our community, register them to vote, and mobilize them to come out to vote.
But they do want to see their community represented. And that's what's happening this year in the 13th Congressional District, the historic Harlem seat held by an African-American since it was created in 1944. Data shows Dominicanos qualified 32,500 voters in the district since 2013. In June, State Senator Adriano Espaillat won the Democratic primary by 1,200 votes. Next month, he will become the first Dominican-American ever elected to Congress. Civic engagement at the highest level, but the group also focuses on civic engagement at its foundation.
I'm proud to welcome you as a new citizen of this country. May God bless you, and may God continue to bless the United States of America.
On a recent Tuesday, in a ceremony at the Federal Office Building in Lower Manhattan, 175 people from 44 countries became new U.S. citizens. The largest group by far was from the Dominican Republic.
Congratulations, you are all Americans.
But the federal government doesn't tell them how to register to vote.
That's it. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You finished filling it out?
In the hallway just outside the ceremony, Dominicanos USA sets up a table festooned with red and blue streamers and lots of voter registration forms.
Did you fill out your registration, voter registration form?
No, not yet.
Here it goes. Get your pen. You could do it, right? So you could vote in the presidential election.
Okay, I got that.
You have a pen?
Yeah, thank you.
There are three ceremonies that day. They collected another 223 forms. And no one asks anyone where they are from. They are all U.S. citizens now. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.
A reminder, voter registration forms in New York must be postmarked by Friday, October 14th. In New Jersey, it's Tuesday, October 18th.